Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Not a good night for Joe Mazzulla last night. Didn't want to call a timeout when the Celtics called the timeout. They came over to the huddle, and he's like, well, I got no plays for you guys. Why'd you want me to call a timeout? I don't want to call a timeout. Run down there.
Go. Well, score points.
Run down there and go get a layup. Do what you do.
You got it.
You guys get it.
Why'd you call timeout? Don't ever call timeout.
So I didn't think it was a great night for Mazzulla.
No. Well, not a great ending for sure.
On the heels of a couple of rough goes for him recently from yelling at beat reporters about, guys, I never said I like threes. I said I like two-on-ones, where he said in the past the three-point attempt, not even make.
No.
The three-point attempt is the most important statistic in basketball, where he took out his frustration on poor little media members in a media game, where he pressed them and, you know, went full court three-man weave on them. And then after the game was like, oh, guys, sorry, I had no idea what that was going to turn into.
That's crazy.
Let me take away the podium and get on your level.
We're now equals.
This is all about bonding.
After we proved how superior we are now equals.
So
they did take more threes last night. So if he was worried about how many threes they took more.
Not more than twos.
No, I'm saying they took more threes than Philly.
Thank you.
So they should have won. But Philly also made more threes, so that I feel like is more important.
Makes aren't that important, Keith. It's all about the attempt.
Speaking of makes, this is going to get lost in the shuffle because of the final possession and Peyton Pritchard getting the ball and missing a couple shots, Jaylen Brown not getting the ball. 26 seconds, down by two. Let's not overlook this. Xavier Tillman gets the ball in the paint.
Oh, my God.
2 feet away, shoots it one
short.
Foot.
Short.
He shot a 2-foot shot 1 foot. That was horrible. You were in the paint, down two.
Follow.
Because that changes everything.
It's just a follow little half hook shot, and he was, not only did he miss, he was short.
He would have tied the game, and there would have been just over a shot clock left to go. So then you're like, all right, here we go. Let's see what happens. Instead, then that led to like a jump ball, and then they ended up fouling Maxey. Now you're down four. Yeah. And then they played the game, and then, you know, there was some missed free throws, and they got it to where they got it. But that's going to get lost in the shuffle. Less than 30 seconds to go, you miss a layup to tie the game.
Yeah. Now, look, you should be making a short shot like that. I get
you're
it.
You're in the NBA. I don't care.
That also illustrates the difference in the roster this year where it's like, man, Xavier Tillman couldn't come through. Xavier Tillman hit a game winner in the preseason, and then he missed a layup last night. He's like, why is Xavier Tillman playing in these?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Because the owner's cheap.
Last year.
Oh, I forgot. So why is Xavier Tillman out there in a big
Tillman.
Spot? Yeah. Oh, because the new owner came in and wanted to cut costs and probably still wants to keep cutting. He's probably thrilled. Anfernee Simons can't play defense last night.
He can't
He's
play
probably
a sniff.
Thrilled. He's a swinging gate on defense, so they can just trade him at the trade deadline and get below forget the luxury tax, you know, get below the salary cap. So he's probably thrilled about that. So why is Tillman even out? I don't even blame Tillman necessarily for that.
Well, no, I mean, but he is in the NBA. Why is a layup?
Why is Tillman out there? It's because of your cheap ass.
That's
a
good point. If this was last year, Porzingis grabs the rebound, runs out to the 3-point line, takes the lead.
Right.
He sticks or a three.
Horford grabs the rebound a foot away and kicks it out to the corner for a three. You're
wide
right.
open three.
But at least they're not missing a 1-foot jumper short. But
come on, Xavier Tillman. You let us down.
I mean, so that is frustrating.
Yep.
Do you think Mazzulla gets exposed this year without Tatum? I don't. I think he's going to prove his value as a coach who can get his guys to play and play hard and make the postseason. I'm not telling you they're going to win the East. I'm not telling you they're going on a run. I felt like if they treated the offseason even halfway seriously and weren't so worried about dipping below aprons and actually adding talent, I thought they had a real chance to be a top four seed in the East, Tatum to return and maybe go on a run.
Yeah.
But I think Mazzulla is going to prove his value as a coach and get this team out of the play-in, be a top six seed in the East. I still feel that way despite the loss. There are a lot of people who think he just got by with a talented group led by Jason Tatum, and without that talent, he'll be exposed.
So he still has some talent in the form of like Jaylen Brown, right? And so that's a guy that should get the ball late in games, and maybe that'll change. You know, he made a big emphasis during the preseason about rebounding. They didn't get out-rebounded by Philadelphia. So maybe, you know, he needs to figure out the defense. Obviously, he cares a lot about defense. He has to figure that out with his small guards. So, like, yeah, there's a big swing because, you know, Greg Popovich, a lot of people, they're like, oh, he's the best coach of all time. And then Tim Duncan's gone. I don't know if he really looked like the best coach of all time. So, like, not having Jason Tatum, I think any coach would struggle with that, right? Like, they'd be like, how do you possibly, you know, be a top four seed or whatever again if you don't have that?
You have no talent, yeah.
The over-under for the team, though, is, like, right at 500. So, like, for him to really truly be exposed, I think they would have to have a losing record. So and I don't think they're going to have a losing record.
That's what I think. They'd have to, like, to really be exposed?
Yeah, because the expectations...
They have to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, the expectation's not that high. So, yeah, I don't think they missed the playoffs. So in other words, no, I don't think he gets exposed. I think there'll be nights like this, but guess what? There were nights like this with Tatum.
Thank you.
And there were nights like this a couple years ago where, like, call, you know you have timeouts, right,
so,
Joe?
Or so, like, so hey, some could argue, many already are on the text line, Jones, what do you even like about Mazzulla, et cetera. Some already think he's been exposed,
and
he's not even that good of a coach even with talent.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. They won a title. It was a really easy path, but they won a title. I don't agree with that. But, yeah, what would qualify as quote unquote missing the playoffs these days? Not being a top 10 seed?
Yes.
Or if they're
No. I say like
if they're the 9-10 and they're the 10 seed and they lose to the 9 seed in the play-in game, is that missing the playoffs?
No, I think if you're a top 10 team, you technically make the playoffs because then you're not in the lottery unless you like miss.
I think if they're 500 and they're even in the play-in, which I would be disappointed in, but wouldn't be a failure to me. Mazzulla, I wouldn't consider him exposed as a head coach, and we'd have to see some of the particulars. But just generically, I wouldn't consider him a failure as a head coach. I think if they're a top six seed, I think he kind of proves his worth as a head coach. And I think if they're not in the top 10 and they miss the playoffs entirely, then he's exposed and I'll be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that would kind of be how I would come at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has been a pretty good coach. I think he's kind of quirky or whatever, and like we look at the stuff he says, and like, the guy's kind of a psychopath,
absolute
but like
wild man. Yeah,
but like I think they've always played hard for him, and there's been times where we've been on him for it's like bad third quarters, were a thing, and then he kind of gets that figured out. So I think he has been pretty good. Last night, obviously a tough start, and we'll see how they learn from it. Like I think the next time there's a 1-point game with under 10 seconds to go. I like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
To think Jaylen Brown gets his hands on it. And if he doesn't, we're like, all right, we'll start to add that up. And like, is this sort of like a consistent thing where like it's multiple fourth quarters or multiple closing possessions where you don't do something a little bit different?
And I wonder how Jaylen feels about it. Like, Jaylen has sat there waiting to be the guy in crunch time while Tatum would get every last shot and every last touch and every play would be run for
if
him.
If he was Scottie Pippen, he'd go pout on the bench.
So
that's my guy.
I wonder. Yeah. I wonder if Jaylen was like, yeah, no, this is a good matchup to attack. And Pritchard had just gotten to the hoop. A possession prior to go get a layup, or maybe two possessions prior, went layup three layup. I forget the order. But Pritchard had just gone in. Maybe Jaylen was fine with it. I'm telling you, I don't know. But I genuinely wonder how he felt in that moment. My guess would be he wanted the ball. Most players would. And this is his this year, until February or March or whenever Tatum comes back, this is his chance to prove it. And my guess is last night he wanted to prove it, and he wasn't given the opportunity.
Well, it's frustrating because he is the best player on the team now. And then even Derek White is... the guy you and I and Terp thought has a chance at, you know, the Kia Clutch Player of the Year presented by Kia. Like, he, why not get him involved? Why not give him a shot?
Sure.
It's just Peyton Pritchard, who is a good offensive player, but it's not like he was having one of those crazy nights where he couldn't be stopped. Like, he'll have nights later in the year where you're like, all right, yeah, maybe give him the ball.
Terp had a stat where, going back to the preseason, I have to double check the stat. He had missed like 15 straight threes or something like that. He wasn't locked in at all.
No, he wasn't. And so there had to be a better matchup out there on the court. It is strange, though, because after they called the timeout, that next possession, that was the bad look. Whereas then right after that, they have an inbounds play, and then he does get like a decent look, and he missed that one too.
Yeah.
But he was open.
That inbounds play, probably in the future, Joe, should be run for Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
My guess.
Yeah, try that.
Louis is in New Hampshire on the Celtics. Go ahead, Louis.
Hey, you guys are unbelievable. You're using
good?
This word.
Unbelievably good?
Exposed. Yes, it can be. Is it a compliment?
You're using this word, expose. You think Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier being questioned by the FBI are talking about exposure?
Well, I think they're probably...
if you want to tie those guys in, I guess you can.
Probably in some hot water.
Two former Celtic greats, now right in the thick of this. What?
I saw, Coley Mick at the Section 10 guy. Have you seen his tweet?
No.
He's like, I'm just connecting some dots. It's Rozier with Patino at Louisville and Billups with Patino as the Celtics.
Can it be something?
Yeah, who's the king? No,
he's super clean. I wouldn't look into that at all.
No, good guy.
Nothing to see here.
Good guy.
Yeah, so what's going to happen to those guys? In the slammer?
I was going to say they're never going to coach or play in the sport again. But yeah, no, I think they're facing like real prison time. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, Terry Rozier was in the center of the other Louisville scandal.
Yeah, the escorts.
Yeah, nice.
Really? One of them fools got to know he going to jail.
Nice. Yeah, that was like straight out of like Blue Chips where they had that going on. And so he was involved there.
Jesus Shuttlesworth when he went to Big State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big State?
Oh, yeah, he got game.
What did I say?
No. Big State's the school where he went to, but he got game.
Oh,
the name film, of the movie.
Yeah, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I was thinking Blue Chips. He got game. Yeah. Well, they had to recruit him. Yeah. Rick Fox was there. Rick He's Fox like, come
was,
on in.
Rick Fox was doing his damnedest
Rick
to get
Fox.
Him to go there.
Rick Fox.
Personally, I would have gone there.
The best was.
If I was recruited in that fashion, in that manner, I would have gone to that school.
Never would have left. Yeah. I would have committed that day. Yeah. You know, I would have been one of those like 7-year college players.
That's just me personally.
I would have been like Malik Cunningham. He couldn't kick me out of that school. But that was a weird one too, because there was a few other players, I forget who they were, that also were involved in it but didn't go to Louisville. How about those guys? I'm like, so where did they end up going?
And what were those schools doing?
Well, seriously. That's what we need to talk about.
Yeah, seriously. That's the untold story. That needs a 30 for
30. But Rozier and Chauncey Billups probably. Yeah.
Slammer.
Probably in the slammer.
Perhaps cellmates.
Could be cellmates.
Yeah, or maybe they just see each other at lunch.
Well, we were talking before the show, like, there's been some good prison sports movies. There was the one with What was the boxing one, Bill? Was it, who was the, like a big fight? Was it Ving Rhames was in it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there's like a boxing prison movie. There's obviously The Longest Yard.
Yeah, that's the one that came to mind for me.
Yeah. But now maybe a basketball one.
Nice.
Where you got get some pickup basketball in there.
Undisputed?
Is that it?
That's what I'm getting off 2002's Undisputed.
Prison boxing movie.
Wesley Snipes, Ving Rhames.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good one?
Yes.
I'll think about watching that.
Yes. Yeah, those guys. Big bout.
Add it to the think list.
Yeah, in it's on my think list.
I know you're not going to watch it, but you could.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm thinking about it.
Ooh, there's also a sequel called Undisputed 2, Last Man Standing.
Not as good? How'd that
still
do
in prison?
How'd that do on Roddy T's?
Well, I don't know, but there's a sequel called Undisputed 3, Redemption.
Oh, Creed 3?
Little trilogy action.
Creed 3, one of the guys came out of the slammer to fight.
Yeah, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, there you go.
Who was canceled, and then I think uncanceled?
Oh, good. I was about to say maybe
but soft
maybe
canceled
guy?
Still.
Okay.
He like got written out of the Marvel Universe, but he's like still allowed in things. Very confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Celtics were
something
confusing.
To keep an eye on, though, for Billups.
Yeah, good. Celtics were confusing last night. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, let's get ready for a real test for Drake May. The Browns defense coming up on Sunday. We'll get into it next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.